I'm Mark Herz. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed this year's $140 billion budget. It includes a property tax rebate for homeowners, increased education aid, pre-kindergarten funding, and also some ethics reforms. We've been hearing stories on the air about education and tax policies, and here to tell us about ethics reforms, WSHU's Charles Lane. Hi, Charles.
Hey, Mark.
So under the umbrella of ethics, one thing in the budget was public campaign financing. Tell us what went on with that.
It is a pilot program made specially for the comptroller's race this September, and it will take small donations of $175 or less, and the state will match it 6-1. It is a opt-in, so candidates can choose to ignore it if they like, and the money will come from the comptroller's unclaimed funds account, which is all those old bank accounts and gift cards that people forgot that they have. Hmm. The system will be run and set up by the Board of Elections, and they have to have it up and running by September, which is a pretty super tight deadline.
Now, we heard a report the other day from Karen DeWitt, our Capitol reporter up in Albany, and she said Annapolis was less than thrilled about this, right?
Yeah, State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. He's not the only one. There's a lot of people who aren't really thrilled with this. DiNapoli's complaint was that it's a super tight timeline, and good government groups are, you know, they're incensed also. They're upset because of one, it's limited only to the comptroller's race and not, say, the governor's race or the 200 and some odd other Senate and Assembly races this September. And it also gives a lot of power to the Board of Elections, which is largely seen as ineffective because it's split two Republicans and two Democrats and more or less paralyzed. However, we should say that this budget that was negotiated over the weekend does give the Board of Elections a fifth vote, which could make a significant difference when it comes to enforcing some of these infractions. Mm. But probably the most important person who doesn't like this this pilot program is Majority Leader Dean Skelos. Republicans, by and large, think that the public financing of campaigns is a waste of tax dollars, and he's the only one of the four men in the room who negotiated the budget as being on record as not wanting to publicly finance campaigns.
Right. So even just this one pilot test case isn't looking too great. So, we heard all this talk before about Albany being transformed and cracking down on ethical violations. So from what you're saying, Charles, it doesn't sound like it's a big transformation, huh?
No, it's probably not. And to be honest with you, the good government groups are really troubled by this watered-down version of public campaign financing because they see money they saw it as a way to get money out of politics, and this effort is for them just sort of a fumbled and a failed and a watered down version of this. And then there's this whole other Moreland thing too. So if you remember last year when Cuomo pushed for similar ethics reforms and he couldn't get the legislature on board, he created this Moreland Commission, mm-hmm. which is a super powerful commission that has subpoena power, and they could seriously investigate lawmakers like only a federal prosecutor could. And so that's what they did. They subpoenaed the Assembly and the Senate, and the lawmakers called this a fishing expedition, and they fought the subpoenas in court. And one of the compromises in exchange for publicly financing the comptroller's race is to sort of dissolve the Moreland Commission. They basically took out the $270,000 a year it took to run Moreland, and this is what good government groups are really upset about.
Yeah, in the end, it seemed like more it was just this cudgel that the governor was using, a threat, and remind us now what's going on, what's going to happen with those investigations.
Well, Moreland did do a pretty exhaustive report last year that, you know, it really pointed out that Albany is toxically influenced by money and politics. And so they have a number of investigations ongoing. And the commission said over the weekend that they will refer those investigations to local DA's offices, district attorneys. And they now have the power to investigate corruption. The commission put out a bunch of statements, and they tried to sound off on sort of a good note. They said that this year's budget does have stiffer penalties, and it does, for bribery. It includes jail time. And it also has increased disclosure requirements for super PACs. And they said those reforms, combined with publicly financing of campaigns and the fifth board of election member, that this sort of, quote, ensures elected officials will work on behalf of constituents. But what they wrote last year in their report was that, you know, Albany is still toxically influenced, specifically by these unregulated donations to party housekeeping accounts. Those accounts are still alive and well today, and the budget didn't do anything to touch those.
And remind us again, how many lawmakers got caught in scandals?
Well, over the last 8 years, I think we're talking about 35 altogether.
Still, does the governor have the power to just take the fangs out of the Moreland Commission anytime he wants to if he's getting what he thinks he wants from lawmakers?
Well, yeah, of course, because he created the Moreland Commission, and they are, you know, they serve at the pleasure of him. I think the thing to remember is that this is an election year, right? No one really benefits during an election year when there's blood all over the floor. For either side, either the lawmakers or for Cuomo, there's not a lot to gain from an ongoing investigation. But when you sort of step back and look at the politics of this, Cuomo is doing very well. Not only is he delivering a quote-unquote tax freeze, he's also pushing forward some level of ethics reforms. I mean, good government groups do say that the campaign, the pilot program to publicly fund campaigns is watered down and it doesn't go nearly as far as they had hoped. But at least it's a start. At least it's something. And we'll see if DiNapoli actually follows through with it. But the other reforms about giving DAs, local DAs, the ability to prosecute, about giving a fifth board member to the Board of Elections so they can actually unparalyze themselves and enforce election law, which they haven't been able to do in the past. And there is, you know, some disclosure requirements given to super PACs. So it's not like nothing is being done. It's just like it's not as much as good government groups would hope, and from their perspective, not as much to compensate for the, you know, 35 elected officials who have been entangled in corruption scandals.
Okay, WSHU's Charles Lane. Thanks, Charles.
Nope, thank you, Mark.